The words ring, they control, they confuse. Your mind tries to make sense of it, tries to hold on to them, but they slip away, as if they were oiled. Darkness overtakes, drives you down to the soft floor. You feel like the best thing in the world would be to sleep right now. And so you do. Your last thought before your mind fades is of a beautiful woman in a blue robe above you, commanding you, the right hierarchy. Your world comes to a place of deep breathing silence, and it resolves, finding the eaves of some forest high above you, or perhaps in your mind. You see streamers like chains between a few large trees. Huge paper strips hang vertically from these chains, blazoned with characters. You do not know their origin, but they seem to be black ink, laid out intricately in many brushstrokes. Far along the path, a red gate, two uprising red bars with a horizontal pair on top. A gate. A temple gate. The specific memory escapes you, but something familiar is here, laying in wait. Laying down on the ground with the gate in the near distance makes you feel peaceful. You can see how among the trees many streamers hung with those paper strips, long, thin, rectangular ones, weave in and out. Seeing the red gate and the stone steps behind it leading up to a small wood building. The steps are well swept and the area is well tended. You lay there breathing, recovering. Some transition, some switch and change from one relaxing world to another. This has played out its effect on your body and mind. And so you lay there. Gradually you feel fur stand on end as the powerful breeze passes, stirring the trees, making the forest floor grasses whisper. You lay there through it, your tail stirring under you. Wait, fur, tail. Your mind recovers the memory, the beautiful woman standing above you, the invitation, one hand, her ears flicking, all five of her tails weaving as flame moves around that hand. Five, three, it's hard to remember, but the blue flame impressions are impossible to avoid. There is a feeling of simple knowledge there. She is the most important thing now. You are glad you remembered. You might have missed out on the fact otherwise. Fox women, kitsune. The word arrives and then reinforces itself, also blazing blue in your mind. It is important. It isn't that you think it matters if you remember. It doesn't that much. You just know kitsune are at the top of some natural order of beasts, creatures, spirits. You feel it in every inch of your body. You are assured of their superiority. From a place of swirling incomprehension, that one fact makes sense. Where your body feels pulled in so many directions, it slowly causes your awareness to resolve. Your clothing is a little ripped. That's the first thing you notice, because you wish it weren't. But then, your eyes close. You feel the throb of eager thoughts. You feel somebody, something, soft and fluffy. You reach around and grab your own butt, not knowing why, and feel tails there. You feel your ears flick, strong, wiggling, moving side to side. A breeze passes, a giggle, the back of your mind. Two fluffy, soft tails, and when you touch your clothes, you find they're expertly mended, the stitches almost invisible. Your tails moving in your palms, seeming to have a mind of their own. Even the act of grasping and petting your own tail is very soothing. You know, if you massage your ears which are perking up, the quiet inside your head would descend then as well. You can hear it all. The cool air moving. The stirring of your body against the ground. This is a pristine forest somewhere. Your body endured the tumble through dark and deep thought, with no issues, just the blank, long fall into it all. You are able to breathe easily. Your body feels nimble, low to the ground or standing up. You are able to enjoy the way you feel, no matter what, because you're comfortable with those tails, with your ears. A giggle you hear from above, looking up as you lay back on your back. Not having thought of getting up, you stare up at the same beautiful fox woman from before. Ears, you realize your own pointed ears are moving, shifting, flicking. Not a dream, not a hallucination, not just the shock. Your ears, your tails. She leaps down, running, one hind paw over your form, roaming over your body where you lay on the ground. You contort and moan again. Look at you, squirming. Well, I trust that means you'll return. The world fades. Swirling lights under the eaves of the forest. It's hard to hold on to any thought, but in answer to her question, you know that you will return.